This is Twit.
I was watching the football game today, and there was an ad for TikTok. That's an expensive ad. Why in heaven's name would they buy an ad if in 2 days they could be gonzo? The president said he will not extend the deadline. I have to think that both Microsoft, there's a Microsoft Walmart bid and there's an Oracle bid, apparently, maybe other companies involved. I have to think these companies are saying, maybe we don't want to buy it since China has announced there will be export restrictions on the AI, on the secret sauce that ByteDance uses to make TikTok work. Is it less valuable before because of that? Is there a chance there'll be a Hail Mary and that Monday afternoon, Monday night, Microsoft or Oracle will announce, yes, we've acquired it?
This one is a hard one.
While you were watching the football game, Dan Primack at Axios posted a story that Oracle has leapfrogged Microsoft as the most likely buyer of TikTok's U.S. operations, according to multiple sources. He says the situation remains very fluid, including the possibility of no deal at all. And the most likely outcome in any of these circumstances would be two companies, one that's only in the United States and the other that is all the rest of the world, with the same name and completely different everything else's.
Including not just content, but including algorithm, right? Because they can't buy the algorithm.
Algorithms and distribution networks as well.
So, and that makes you wonder, what are you actually buying? I mean, what's the real value?
The name.
Is it the customers? Is it the platform?
Customers. I mean, yeah.
Typically, you know, you get the platform, so you get that algorithm. But if you're not going to get that in the U.S., then you're just acquiring all the customers. And then you have to do all the investment. You're in yourself and build the algorithm yourself or whoever gets it, it seems like a Herculean challenge.
Now, supposedly, and I didn't look too deeply into it, on Wednesday, ByteDance, they had said they were going to do this, released the TikTok algorithm. Did any of you guys look at this and see if there's anything in there or if it's just empty words? It's not the secret sauce to Coca-Cola.
They revealed some of the algorithm.
Yeah.
I think it was a PR move.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Really? Matt Cutts, when he was on this show some time ago, Matt was an early Googler. Of course, now he runs the United States Digital Service. He's an administrator there. But when he was at Google, he was very much involved in the algorithm for Google. He said, I don't think the TikTok algorithm's all that complicated. He said, I think we could duplicate it pretty quickly. You just look at, it's all about optimizing engagement, right? So if you just, the way that TikTok works, like YouTube, by the way, is brilliant. You get a bunch of people to give you content for nothing. Give us content. And then you watch what people watch. And when something catches on, you surface it more and more and more and more and more, so that when somebody first signs up, the onboarding process at YouTube or Google, you immediately get stuff that's compelling, and you continue to get recommended stuff that's compelling because it's a self-reinforcing learning circle. And so more content, surface the best. More content, surface the best. It doesn't seem that hard. I think anybody could do this. Maybe that's what Oracle, maybe even Larry Ellison. Maybe that's what Oracle. I could do that.
But the real value there is not the customers and it's not the content. It's the data about the viewers.
Right.
That's, you know, I mean, that's been the value of any social network, in recent times.
Well, that's clearly why Microsoft wants it, and it's clearly why Oracle wants it, right? It's the data.
Right.
Because it's a free service.
And Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart in on the – they're in on the Microsoft purchase, right? Because they needed
the speculation is they would partner with whichever tech firm were to win it. So that if it weren't Microsoft, then and it were Oracle, then they could, you know, they could partner with them.
Let's say I bought it. We won't call it TikTok. We'll call it LickLock. Leo's TikTok. And so the first thing I do is I say, well, I'm not getting the algorithm. Fine. In my opinion, the key to TikTok, the key to the whole operation is getting people to use it, right? And why did TikTok succeed where Periscope failed? Because creators liked it. They liked making videos in it. They liked it that they could take somebody else's audio and make a response video or a lip sync video to it. I think you do get that. It's obvious. It's on the surface. That's not a hidden thing. You get the way TikTok makes it easy for people to create stuff. That's the job one, is to get people to keep using it. That's why you keep the name. You don't call it Licklock, obviously. You keep the name. Although I like Licklock, I might create Licklock.
I'm on board with it.
You don't change the UI. The average person has no idea it's a new owner. You're going to get the data anyway, right? Because how do you get all the information you'd ever want about a user? You get them to put your app on their phone. End. Job done. End of story, right? Then you ask for a bunch of permissions real quick so nobody notices. And you're golden. Profit. So all you really need is an app that's popular. The people want to give you a lot of content. And then the algorithm, like I said, you just surface the stuff people look at. It's what Facebook does with its news feed. You know, time the engagement. The more engagement. I don't think it's that hard. I think Licklock is going to be a huge hit. Actually,
all you need is a Super Bowl ad, a football ad.
Well, they had a football ad. I couldn't believe it. And you know, it was a compelling ad. I'm watching and going, that's funny. It really was all about what people, it was about the content. It was about the creators, which is what you want to, you know, you want to get people to download it and start watching, flicking through it like zombies. I don't think it does beg the question, why couldn't Instagram in its TikTok, Liplock's even better than Licklock.
It's even better, yep.
Why couldn't Instagram's Reels do as well? Why was it, because everybody was already on TikTok?
Right.
Yeah. So I think some of that is kind of like a right place, right time sort of thing. TikTok in part grew in a grassroots sort of way. There's hundreds of social media things out there. Some of them catch and some of them don't. And it's just, it's like fire. Sometimes it goes out and sometimes it spreads. And while, you know, there's a lot of algorithms that and interface and features that make TikTok really great for creators and viewers, sometimes it's just a random reason why that started. And
really?
And Reels coming on the heels of TikToks.
You don't think there's magic somewhere? There's some...
No.
No.
I think...
Just chance.
I think it's, you know, you have to make a good user experience and have features that people want. But there's also this like big, huge element of, gee, I hope the kids find out about it.
Serendipity.
Yeah.
You guys agree?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right place, right time.
Yeah. I mean, there's such a thing as being too early sometimes. Having a good idea that just was ahead of its time. There's such a thing as being too late, you know, to the party. You know, Instagram or Pinterest or, you know, look at, you know, Facebook catching on and GeoCities going away. I mean, you can sort of, you know, go back through the history of tech and find things that sort of caught fire. I'll be interested with TikTok to see how it affects innovation going forward. Like if it is just fire, what incentive does a big company have to pour millions or hundreds of millions of dollars into a platform that can't succeed or that is just going to be, just going to be usurped or, you know, going to be outshined by, you know, three people in a garage? I mean, that's a story as old as tech itself, I guess. But it does seem like, you know, one of the other stories that we were hadn't really talked about, though, were some of the antitrust, some of the issues around sort of with the social media sites, right? Sort of saying that they had too, and Google saying they have too much power, too much market share, things like that. So I think, you know, what do the big companies that want to stay big that do? Do they just keep buying up the TikToks? Do they wait till something comes along? Do they then buy it up? You know, that's how we got Facebook.
I just want to announce I've just acquired for a mere $5 the domain Lip Lock Live.
I knew you were going to do that. That's so funny. I knew you were going to do that.
Now, step two.
Profit.
Profit.
No, step three is profit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know, but I got to get to step two somehow. I don't know what to do now. If it were that easy.
Use that TikTok algorithm.
I got a good name.
Figure that one out in the next block.
Yeah, yeah. See, this is it. This is how you make money on Twit. You have a side gig. Lip, L-I-P-L-O-K dot live. I think that's a pretty damn good domain.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So somebody's going to want to buy that up from you at some point.
Oh, there's how you make money. Sell it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the deadline is. Apparently, there was another executive order that extended it to the 20th. But it's either Tuesday or next Sunday. Do you think it'll? Mm-hmm. Do you think? And what will they? What will it cost? Because clearly it's a fire sale, right? ByteDance has to unload it, or the president's just going to. He must have a big switch in the Oval Office that he's just going to throw the switch and there's no more TikTok. I don't know how that works. I don't think he does either. But yeah. presumably,
Jared,
there's some way.
Jared has the switch.
How would? By the way, come September 20th, what do you freeze the assets? You say no more. I think that's what you would do. Would you say, okay, U.S. banks, you cannot no more money transferred to ByteDance. That TikTok would still run. Do we have a means to? I don't think we do.
We don't have any. This is yet another unprecedented moment in the last 4 years where you look and you say, why is this happening? How is this happening? What precedents do we follow? There might be a game of chicken going on here.
There's no accident, by the way, that Larry Ellison is a strong Trump donor and has an in with the president. That doesn't surprise me that Oracle might pull ahead in the negotiations.
Yeah, but one reason I think you saw that ad today is the same reason that I was looking at a web page today and the pre-roll ad was from Huawei.
Oh, wow.
It was an ad from Huawei about a doctor working in a rural community in the United States.
Wow.
Talking about how the 5G had freed him. He was a veterinarian. It freed him from having to be in his office near a phone. He could go out anywhere and he could, he was about to deliver a calf or something like this. And then at the end, it was the Huawei logo and the tagline, connect, not divide. And I think what you're also going to be seeing, what you're seeing with TikTok there is a little bit of, hey, look how fun we are. Look how nice we are. Why is this guy picking on us? And oh, by the way, our lawyers are going to be in federal district court at 12:01 a.m. on September 20th getting a restraining order.
Well, TikTok has continually threatened lawsuit, but they've not. Have they filed?
I don't know. But as Epic Games has shown,
it's the court of public opinion that matters.
Yeah, you want drama you want your federal court filing to be aligned with your court of public opinion filing. Right.
Microsoft's bid for TikTok has been rejected, officials said, leaving Oracle as the sole known remaining bidder. It says so on my watch, so it must be true. Microsoft says its bid for TikTok was rejected by China. They announced, according to Microsoft officials and other people involved in negotiations, the Chinese company, TikTok, rejected Microsoft's offer. Boom. So Oracle is the last man standing. I should point to a New York Times article from a few days ago. TikTok bid highlights Oracle's public embrace of Trump. So I think the stars are lining up for Larry Ellison's Oracle to own TikTok. What they would do with it or whether they would be good stewards of it is not an issue, obviously, for anybody except maybe the people who use TikTok.
Or it could be that TikTok's play is that they're just going to reject everything because they don't want a U.S. company to buy them.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, I think they had hoped, the Chinese government announced that ByteDance, the company, this morning told the U.S. TikTok's algorithm is under no circumstances for sale. So I think that was probably the hope that would put the kibosh on the deal entirely. This is from the South China Morning Post. So
do you remember when Microsoft was going to buy Yahoo for, I don't know, I think it was $36 billion or something like that, just maybe 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And that deal fell apart.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, of all the deals that, you know, successful and unsuccessful, I have to think that people who work at Microsoft look at that one and go, oh, man, we dodged a bullet.
I think the day after it fell apart, they did that.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, that was a close one. Was it that much? I thought it was $21 billion. It was more than that. Wow.
You know, who knows?
Well, a billion here, a billion there, and it starts to add up. I know. Either way, yeah.
Real money.
Real money.